Savon Friend has spent about 14 of his 18 years in public housing.
We lived in Westline for a while, and then we moved over into the Burleigh area for about like 5 years, and then we moved into the home, which my mom is in now, for about another 5 years.
Savon is the oldest of five. He says the environment growing up clouded his future.
I was caught in a loop. It was at a point where I really didn't want to do anything, and I didn't want to further my education. I just wanted to be like everybody else.
Savon says it wasn't until 10th grade that his attitude began to change. He credits a couple of great teachers and the Milwaukee Housing Authority's education program.
They have a coordinator, Mr. Finch, who my junior year of Mesmer is when I was like in the swing of getting ready for college and preparing, and I never had anybody else in the family who really went to college, so I really didn't know that much of what to do, and I was trying to prepare myself, but he helped out a lot.
Savon recently finished his first year at UWM. He rents an apartment with a couple of friends. His accomplishments highlight a success story for the Housing Authority. Tony Perez heads the agency. He says one way it tries to end generations of families in public housing is by encouraging young people to attend school.
Regardless if their parents or grandparents choose to remain in public housing, they might find it that this is not where they actually would like to live because they happen to be successfully engaged in academic endeavors.
The agency requires kids in three of its buildings to attend school. It's part of the family's lease. However, there is no way to enforce the mandate. The Moving to Work program exempts housing authorities from many existing rules. Perez says if Milwaukee could take part, it could be more creative, although its goal would not be to simply push people out. Of the 35 or so authorities already participating, many have imposed work requirements and a maximum amount of time people can stay in public housing. Linda Couch worries about the trend. She works for the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
We'd much rather see housing authorities be housing agencies and let other agencies try and increase people's earned income, try and decrease the unemployment rate. You know, I would hope that the housing people who have enough problems of their own with funding could stick to housing.
Couch says there are non-demeaning ways to help people move out of public housing.
One is to increase people's incomes to a point at which they can afford market rate rent.
Another option, according to Couch, is to increase the number of affordable units available. She says both strategies will help ease the bottleneck. Milwaukee has a waiting list of around 13,000 for public housing. Another 13,000 are waiting for Section 8 vouchers. They help subsidize a household's rent. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.